Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, man. Call right now. You want to get at Laura Never Loses. 800-223-9797. I don't know what we're giving away, though. Let me see here. Ah, NYCFC. We got a club jersey. Got some pretty good soccer teams, Major League Soccer teams running around this town. Shout out to the Red Bulls, too. But New York City Football Club. They be coming through taking care of Juanito at the games. I don't know what the Red Bulls doing, man. They don't F with us, son. I mean, we used to be cool with y'all, man. We ain't heard from y'all, man. What's happening, man? Show love if y'all do. Maybe they not doing so good, so they know we're going to crack jokes and hit them with. Oh, the button's not working today. Sorry. Couldn't hit them with the congrats. But we can't hit y'all with this smoking out the window. Good morning, everybody. Not as cold as yesterday, but it's chilly, though. Feeling like 37 in New York City right now. Good morning. Call.
Must have spent $35,000,
$45,000
up in Tiffany's.
Oh, no.
Got a bad air. Kids running around my whole crib like it's trying to party.
Man, that gets me every time. Ain't no shame in crying in the rain. Good morning, Laura Stiles.
Good morning.
How art thou?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
I heard there was did you hear about this shooting in Midtown at somebody's music video last night?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, that's a story bubbling this morning. Also, big stories bubbling around the city this morning are the New York's bravest. Or excuse me, New York's boldest, not the bravest, the boldest. That would be the corrections officer, the boldest.
Boldest or correct?
Not the bravest, the
bravest
boldest.
Is FDNY.
The bravest is the FDNY. The boldest is the corrections officers.
All right. What's going on?
They only got like 57% vaccination rate on Rikers Island. They got a looming deadline to get vaccinated over there.
For the boldest.
For the boldest, for the correction officers.
Right, right, right.
And they already understaffed over at Rikers. You know, people have been dying at Rikers due to COVID.
Yes.
Due to conditions at Rikers, people been dying, going in there, getting held for court. You know, because people at Rikers, I think it's like 50% or 70% haven't even been charged with a crime yet.
Right, holding them down, literally.
Or they've been charged, but they haven't been, you know, arraigned, if you will.
Right. So half of the guards ain't with it.
Yeah, like I think they're at like a little bit over half is vaccinated.
Especially with such close quarters with all these people,
Little bit.
Yeah.
It's not smart.
Well, then you got people. I mean, look, if you got a family member that works at Rikers and you got people coming in and out of there all the time, from all different white walks of life, and then those people are leaving there and going home.
That's what I'm saying.
And they saying they don't really want to fire them because, or are they going to fire them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the deadline is. Yeah, they're already understaffed. I don't know what their situation is. But that's what the, but you know, they, you know, look, they might be using this as a tactic to get a better contract or better, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
They have been fighting for better contracts.
They have.
It's crazy.
So we'll see. Watching.
It's crazy.
That's one of the big stories.
Hold the line.
Hold the line. What line are they holding?
I mean.
If they don't want to do it,
the rights of choice. Yeah. Bottom line.
They don't want to do it.
I mean, but if it's a cesspool of.
It's already.
It been a cesspool. Right? And they done survived it. Some of them 20 Some. Years survived
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but not prison, like,
inmates is dying.
Yes.
Of COVID.
And people are bringing it home. I wonder what the numbers look like.
Right.
I think they had like 12 people die.
Ugh.
With the inmates?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody with a compromised system is getting hit.
I doubt everyone in Rikers is in tip-top shape.
Right.
So people, you just going, well, you know what? We'll get into it later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't got time for y'all right now.
Yeah, we playing games right now. Florida never loses.
Mel, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
We are blessed today. We got Ray Rocket, too. Ray. Ricky D. Ray.
Ray, how are you?
Hey, it's Ray. What's up, baby?
What's going on, Hebrew?
We cooling, man. Mel, where you headed today to get money? What's going on with you? What's happening? Put us on.
I'm headed. I'm a high school social worker.
There it goes.
In Long Island.
There it goes. Heavy work. Dealing with some emotional kids every day. Hormones and emotions. Yep. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you.
Ray, where are you going to get money today, sir?
I'm just coming back from work, actually. I worked the night shift over at Mid-Hudson Forensic Psychiatric Center.
Whoa. And what are you in forensic psychiatric, sir?
Yeah, I'm a senior treatment assistant over there at the facility.
Whoa, that's some serious work. I would love to learn. That's something you see in a documentary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like First 48 or something, sound like.
Yeah. We get them after the crimes are committed and everything. We get to hear all them stories.
Yeah, man. You're going to have to write a book one day. Mel, who you want to represent you today? We got a New York City NYCFC club jersey.
Be a lady for Laura.
There it
Laura
is. The ladies always rep with Laura Stash.
Let's go.
Laura, you do it, Laura.
Here we go now. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, who released new music ahead of Ebro? Three, two, one.
Kanye West.
Incorrect. Oh. Correct, but incorrect. Who released new music ahead of the release of the King Richard movie?
Beyonce?
Beyonce is correct.
That's right, she did.
What is the only mammal born with horns?
Ebro. The only mammal born with horns.
I think I know this.
Three, two, one.
Cow.
Incorrect.
Is it a giraffe?
Giraffe is correct.
That's right.
They technically have horns, remember?
That's right. I forgot. Giraffe has horns.
Who responded to Kanye West this? Ebro.
Who responded to Kanye West's diss? A lot of people. Let's go with Big Sean.
Correct, but incorrect. Who responded to Kanye West's diss by posting a list of Kanye's ghostwriters?
Talib Kweli.
Kweli, that's correct.
I was going to say Kweli. Yo, man, Lawrence!
Yay!
Shout out to NYCFC.
Laura, thank you so much, Laura. Yay!
You're welcome. You get a NYCFC club jersey.
Shout out to NYCFC going into that first round of the playoffs, I think, this Sunday. Mel, hang on. We'll get your info. Ray, it's love,
thank
brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Eva, guys, keep doing it.
Thank you.
Keep
playing that song. I appreciate it,
brother. Thank you, Mel. Thank you for so much love this morning. Hang on. We got to get some info. Ray, we love you. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, have Kanye West and Drake officially made up? Is it over?
It looked like they
were
cuddling.
We'll discuss. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights?
Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So I guess Kanye West and Drake have officially buried the hatchet. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
They were together in Drake's hometown at a party.
Overheard in this room, Jay Prince was like MC8 and Menace.
Both y'all acting like a couple little bitches right now.
And then they made up.
That was the softest end to a beef I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it was definitely music beef, mostly.
No. Well, that's the thing. That was the nice part about it. Yeah. You knew it was never going to end with something like, horrible happening.
The only thing that was... I was even remotely had any feelings about it was them acting like they're best friends, and it's always been all good on the ground.
Right.
Like Drake's arms around Kanye.
Because there was a little video of Rosenberg on their IG stories, or maybe they made it a hard post because it was floating everywhere, but it's like...
They were smizing at the camera.
Yeah, just like with the arm around
and then they start laughing like, ha, 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 we got y'all. When really it was one of those awkward, scared laughs like, yo, we better make this look real or else we got problems.
But didn't they start off in a friendship, because wasn't there a connection to Drake's early video?
Yeah,
Kanye produced it. So maybe they were all good at one point.
Well, no, hold on. Even way more recently than that, before this all went left, Drake was in Wyoming with him.
Yeah.
That was three years ago.
Trying to help him with the album. They did a record together on Drake's album.
No, the Kanye album, too.
Remember,
I had that leak, Drake, I had that version where Drake performed that Kanye song.
Right.
He wrote a song for Kanye's album.
Yeah, right.
That Kanye did.
So there's maybe a friendship, but there's a competition.
And it gets left. I think it goes left, frankly, because Kanye's crazy. I think when you're dealing with a friend and you guys are both competitive and you're in a field and one of you's actually not altogether there and sometimes just turns up, it can get crazy.
I was looking at the post and I was like, I wonder what Push is thinking right now.
Push is probably like, man, I done recorded all these sublims for my upcoming album that's about to drop.
I think he's like, I'm not going to be there regardless. Y'all can make up. I'm good.
Right.
I'm straight.
I'm going to stick to my script.
I think Push is built different than Kanye and Drake. I don't think Push is getting straight forced into a makeup in the same way.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I definitely don't think so.
I think he's good. Because that's what happened.
And remember, Pusha's thing goes all the way back with Lil Wayne, too. And Pharrell and that whole awkwardness from Mr. Me Too and all of those things.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll see what happens. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7:03. High of 56 degrees today. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Acting like it's all good. Do the concert. Raise some awareness for Larry Hoover. And then back to sublims.
You already know.
That is what's going to happen, by the way. The whole thing's crazy.
Coming up, congratulations, you played yourself. Who should be on the list? Add us at Ebro in the AM on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Thank you for locking in with the family, with the team. We all here. Vibes. Thank you, Cast One. 97 minutes commercial-free music. And is this working? Hold up. Let's get everything
warm. You got to warm it up. Warm it up.
Okay. We're good, I think. Because the Nets got lambasted last night.
Damn, lambasted.
I mean, they got filleted last night by Steph Curry. They was Golden State.
You woke up this morning and you ran over to your phone to see if the Nets won. I have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, now playing yourself,
On this program where we've been celebrating the Knicks and the Knicks fans, even though. We only have really like 1.5 Knicks fans on the program. Half of it is Shawnee and all of Juanito.
You're giving Shawnee half?
25%?
Yeah, 25% tops.
Okay, 25%.
Born and bred.
He doesn't tune in until May. So.
But we're really enjoying the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? It's an enjoyable team to watch. You know, working hard, playing good defense, great coach, young players. The Nets, on the other hand, while a damn good record right now, considering... The expectations are just higher. Like, you know, when you got two of the best players in the league on one team playing together, the expectations are very high. They weren't brought here to just be
No, and they came close last year, you know, and they came up short and lost to Milwaukee in that heartbreaker game seven. And so you have high expectations. They're not supposed to get their ass whooped on their home floor, even against Golden State.
Well, no, this was out west. This was in.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, this is in Brooklyn? Hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They were on the road.
No. The Nets were 3-point favorites last night. Lost by, what, 17 or something?
That's an even bigger double.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Steph Curry, man. Yo, man, I'll give you a fun thought. Marinate on this sometime. I brought this up on the K Show recently. Do you, if Steph Curry wins MVP after the injury and at his age, and they win another title at this stage.
And they win another title? You threw that in.
Yo, how high does Steph Curry end up on your all-time top 10? Because he's
got to be up there.
He jumps into the top 10.
Top 10 all-time? I was going to say top 15, top 20.
I think he may jump into 10, man. I don't. If he could win pre-KD, with KD, post-KD.
Plus injuries. And his style
and another
of play.
MVP, yeah, and he changed the whole way kids play.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're right. Man. Yo, and was able to sell some Under Armour shoes. I mean
that's an impossible
task. That is incredible.
Wow.
Let's be real. I mean, listen, Kobe and LeBron sold Nikes. I could drop a pair of Nikes and they'd sell.
Right.
Steph moves Under Armour shoes. You're right, Ebro. Yeah. That's crazy. That's lifting a mountain.
Big talk. You're going to sneak a Hall of Fame for that one.
Yo, facts.
Yeah, Laura, what's on your list today?
So I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, but somewhere Laura Ingram is still confused of what happened on her show.
Now, if you don't know Laura Ingram, isn't she on Fox TV?
Yes.
Conservative host. She's a dingbat. She's a dingbat for sure. This is the original Shut Up and Dribble lady, right?
That's right. But anyway, she was chatting with another Fox News contributor, Raymond Arroyo, and they were talking about woke storylines in Hollywood. So he brings up the very popular Netflix show, You. Now check this out.
It is an antidote to the politics and all those woke storylines in so many shows today. You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait, when did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What was on me? What are you talking about? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
Was on You.
We never did a measles and vaccine episode. Is this a joke?
I don't even know what you're talking about. It was on you.
I've never had measles. Jeez. What are you talking about?
Here we go.
Stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
Okay.
What's it called?
You.
What are you talking about?
It's called You.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up.
It's a show called You on Netflix.
Okay. There's a show called Laura Ingram on Netflix.
I can't explain this to you.
Congratulations.
How did she get to there's a show up?
Because at first you're like, he's trolling a little bit.
Right.
Like, okay. But then when he breaks it down, it's a show on Netflix called You. She was like, there's a show called Laura Ingram.
Thing that perplexed me every time I heard this audio was the topic of the entire conversation was about TV shows.
Right, that's the thing. So that's why, because I could have said, hey, I understand how that could happen.
If it just came out of anywhere, like we weren't talking about TV and you start talking about television shows.
But you're talking about television shows.
And movies and things like that.
That was the entire topic.
Give it the button. It's so funny.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, and even after it being explained, there's a television show on Netflix called You. She jumped to. There's a Laura Ingram Netflix show?
By the way, but isn't that the perfect white privileged lady moment? She thinks, literally, Laura Ingram thinks the entire world revolves around her to the point that she thought there might be a show on Netflix called Laura Ingram.
Out of here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And before we go, Cast One brought this to the table today. The story about the FDNY and sanitation workers turning in fake vaccine cards. And getting caught.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So wait, I thought y'all was gonna hold the line. But then you was afraid to hold the line, so you went and got fake vax cards.
No, they tried to get over the line.
Yeah, they weren't trying to hold the line.
They tried to get over the line.
Or get around
the
line.
They were trying
to hold on to a paycheck. Right. So they figured, let me throw this in the loop and see if I could keep everything smooth. But now, they're going to hold the line.
Well, now they're suspended without pay, Shawnee. And they're possibly going to, I'm pretty sure they're going to find them.
Do you want them on the line?
And
yeah, sure.
You'll still take them?
Because the reality is they just didn't want it in their body and they wanted the choice. And felt pressured to do this in order to save their paycheck.
But that doesn't make you feel like, damn, y'all are suckers. You should have just joined up with us being you.
Well, because they would have still got paid.
Not unpaid leave.
No, they would have been put on leave, but ultimately once the lawsuit and everything goes together, they may have still been back paid.
And they might
now you committed a crime.
Right.
Congratulations. That's the point. You played yourself.
It's like it's
a bad move.
They all allegedly took the J&J dose from the same CVS at the same time in the same place.
Y'all didn't they gotta mix it up.
And the best part is that this CVS stopped administrating J&J months ago.
Congratulations.
Wait, so y'all thought at the same time in the same location on the same day, all of y'all could show up with the same information on your vax card? You sure you want them on the line with y'all?
See, that's where the button comes in. That's where the button comes
in.
Kind of crazy.
Yo.
Damn.
By the way, Ebro, man, I got to tell you something.
Come on,
I got to tell you something, man. If you think that sometime over the next 24 hours, I'm not coming with those 2021
Ooh, what you got?
Thanksgiving bars for the streets.
Woo!
I got something for you.
That's crazy.
I was in the lab last night. You know, while Drake and Kanye were hugging, I was up there cooking last night. Pen, smoke coming out of the pen. You know?
Crazy. Wow, that's why you didn't have time to go to the party, right? You was like, yo.
They invited me. I said, guys, it's Thanksgiving season. You know what I'm doing. I'm writing these bars.
Getting it together.
Yeah, I don't have any ghostwriter like Kanye.
Whoa,
you know?
Whoa.
It's
got crazy.
I'm sorry, Jay Prince. We're good. Wow. Well, I'm having a concert with Kanye. We're making up.
Congratulations.
SOBs.
You played yourself.
Yo, coming up, Curved is going to happen. Thanksgiving bars from Rosenberg, it looks like, are on the docket.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So we'll look for those. And Cast One is going 97 minutes commercial free. We got some tickets coming up. If you want to get at those, DJ John will step in the room. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Can't lie. Definitely not over this song yet.
Yeah, I was.
Especially when the horn, when Kenny G comes on.
Kenny G hits it? No, I was at my friend Greg's wedding the other day, and this joint came on. Whew. Wedding tune. Yo, I forgot to tell you guys this. At my friend Greg, Stat Guy Greg's wedding.
Stat Guy Greg, congratulations.
Congrats, Stat Guy Greg, my podcast co-host.
The podcast that's now on Spotify.
That's right. The Ringer and Spotify, Cheap Heat. He did the dance with his mother. Okay. Right? First of all, his mother had an all-star wedding experience in general. He's Belizean. His mom is a reverend. She did the prayer.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
She did the prayer at the joint. Okay. So at the actual wedding, when they got up and did their mother-son dance, and SGG is a priest. Y'all met him. He's a big dude. SGG's kind of a big dude, like 6'3", something like that.
Facts.
He started crying when they started dancing. The level of tears in that room, Oh my God, it was so intense.
I feel like crying now. You're just telling me about
it. He like leaned down into her. Oh. He's like this big tall guy and his little reverend mom. And he was just crying his eyes out. And the whole room, I was like, my man. Me and Natalie, my girlfriend, we were sitting there like weeping together. I mean, she's a disaster. She's worse than I am. So we were weeping. But then, fast forward an hour and a half later, the DJ plays WAP. Greg's mother said a prayer and left the wedding, never to return.
What?
That was the end. It was later in the night. Don't worry. It wasn't. She was angry.
She didn't leave because WAP played.
No. She did.
Oh, that was she when was like, she
it's
left.
Maybe like, she was like, it's just time for me to go.
That's my cue.
That's my cue. Yeah. God bless you all.
Good night and good luck.
She hit the whole wedding with, oh, man, dang.
Got it here.
Yes.
It was out of here.
In the name of Jesus.
I'll call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Good.
The DJ John.
Sing.
The DJ John.
Everybody.
DJ John.
John is wearing an outfit that perplexed us all. It's a hoodie. It's an OVO New York Knicks collaborative hoodie. Yep. When he walked in, I'm used to associating that OVO owl with the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. So immediately I was like, wait, what? Who let this happen? What are the Knicks doing? But I guess the OVO and the whole brand did this for the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm. The good teams.
Oh, so they didn't do all the teams?
No.
Are you serious or not?
Yeah. Was it dropped in September?
They did a few teams.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder why they chose the Knicks. Big market.
I think that's right.
Well, they have a store here in the city.
They have an OVO store.
There's an OVO store here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Bond Street.
Right over here in the village kind of thing over here.
I think it's on Bowery, don't?
Bowery, yeah, one of those.
I was today.
Well, there used to be. I don't know if it's still there. It's still there?
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
That's where I got this.
Oh, you went to the OVO store to buy it.
So did they only do it in markets where they had stores, John?
That I don't know. That part I didn't.
But nonetheless, it still looks peculiar.
The level of shunned that Juanito got when he walked in this room. Yeah, everyone stopped. Not me. I was facing the other direction. Everyone else stopped.
I was like, what is
and
that?
And went, what are you wearing?
I thought it was a bootleg. I thought it was just something that people just ironed logos on.
That's also because it kind of.
You guys shunned him, and he looked at you guys, and then he put his head down, and he walked out of the studio. I felt so
OVO
bad.
Knicks? Like, what?
Wow, man.
Excuse me?
It sounds kind of crazy.
It is a little weird. They updated it. OVO logo on the front and then a picture of Kanye on the back. It's the new made up
so
version.
Wow.
Yeah. They updated it already.
They might as well do an OVO Yeezy collab at this point. Why not?
Checks over stripes. They can't do that.
Nike and Adidas, right? They can't. But they can on an NBA jersey, maybe. Maybe that's where, you know. Or maybe Jay Prince should call Nike and Adidas. Have them both read a ransom letter and say they're doing it for Larry Hoover.
We Adidas and we Nike have decided to combine our logos into one massive logo.
For Larry Hoover.
For Larry Hoover. This is the brand. We need him out.
Yo, Ricardo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Good morning, fam. How are you today?
Bad guys.
Good and blessed, brother. How about you?
We are great today. DJ John, what are you giving Ricardo when he's smarter than you? Because you know how this is playing out.
Damn. All right. Anyway, Jack Harlow Thanksgiving hookup. That means $100 going towards your Thanksgiving groceries, a turkey voucher, and tickets to the show happening at Terminal 5 on December 30th. May have about Atlantic Records, Jack Harlow, and Jama Grill Restaurant.
Shout out to Jama Grill, Jack Harlow. Yo, these turkeys, it's a big deal. Everybody's talking about how expensive turkeys are this year.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, that's
has anybody looked at these prices? I don't know what to compare it to.
Yep.
I don't know.
You've looked, Juanito.
Yeah, $169.
$169?
Yeah.
No. What? No.
No.
No, he's making that up.
I saw a paper. I saw an ad.
For $169
turkey. Then it was our news.
How big was this turkey?
Oh, I saw it on the news.
I thought it was like $40. I thought it was up to like $40 for a turkey.
Somebody run a Google, man. Don't we have a research department? Griff, what are you doing? Yo, Louie, what do you do?
He's Googling.
He's TikToking.
Ricardo, answer Laura Stiles' question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John.
Okay, Ricardo. Today is National Unfriend Day.
Oh,
the whole day?
All right,
I love that. I'm unfollowing mad people.
Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook at what university?
Harvard University.
Correct. Correct, Ricardo. DJ John, can you tell me the exact number of people? Get off your phone. The exact number of people that you follow on Instagram.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, is he like 56,000? That's about it.
Exact number.
Oh, 5623.
You follow 5,939 people.
First of all, you know, you still said 56,000,
which is
not the answer.
5,000.
Yo, your difference between...
I'm at 5,600.
His decimal point problem? You have a serious comma / decimal point problem. Like, it's crazy.
Yo, Ricardo!
Yeah,
man, you got these tickets. You got the turkey voucher. You got some $100. What is it? $100 towards your Thanksgiving groceries. Mm-hmm.
And tickets to the show.
People need that. And tickets to the show.
See Jack Harlow.
Physical Rick.
Ricardo, you got your Thanksgiving planned already?
Spent some time with family, you know, I met a new girl, so I'm out.
Okay. Wait, stop everything. Ricardo, hold up. You introducing the girl to the family?
Not yet.
Okay,
they're
that's
a little crazy, you know what I mean? Yeah.
How long y'all...
He said, they're a little crazy.
Yeah, he's not bringing her in just yet. He was like, I like her. I'm not introducing y'all to her yet. Y'all gonna ruin it. Ricardo, how long y'all been together, man?
3 months.
Oh, it's way too early. Wait till next year. Too early to bring over for the holidays. Maybe there's I think by next summer is a good, like, you know, we're having a cookout. You know what I'm saying? Family cookout. Bring her around to a cookout or something next summer.
Yeah. Like, give us some time. Okay. Get through this season, holiday season with her.
Yeah. Get through the holiday season. Good call, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Get through the holidays with her where everything's smooth.
You could, I disagree in the sense that you could bring her to something with you as a pop by, but you can't go to like a full holiday meal with her yet. You know what I'm saying?
But that something is what? Just like a.
If there was a New Year's party, she could be with you at a New Year's party. Yeah, something like that. You know?
Yeah, there you go, Ricardo. A little New Year's party.
Ease your way in.
But it's got to be friends, not family. Yeah. It's got to just be like a friend's hangout. You know what I mean?
Whole family be like,
Ricardo, don't move too fast. You'll scare her away. Hang on 1 second.
Whole Foods is saying fresh whole turkeys, $2.99 per pound. So what's a good size turkey? Like 15 pounds?
Yeah.
That's $45.
Yeah, so you were right.
It's not $160.
And we've learned once again that when Juanito talks.
Got it here.
Flashing lights on the way, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Drake and Kanye West together. They have officially made up. We'll talk about it.
Plus, I'm planning the greatest White-ish Wednesday of all time today.
That's after 8. Y'all keep it locked, man. Cash 1 night, 7 minutes, commercial free.
Woo! About to get rock.
I needed this right here. I needed this right here.
We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know, the cops' whole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the key. But without these drugs, then they got no way to eat, huh?
Oh. Song so fire.
Because if they wasn't out here locking up drug dealers and people trafficking guns, what would they really be doing?
It's all the system.
You ever thought about that, son?
Right.
So who's really putting the guns and the drugs in there?
Right, to keep them busy.
Who protects us from you?
Y'all know what it is.
Mad bombs being dropped. Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So, the biggest wow moment yesterday was Kanye West and Drake together.
What?
In Drake's home, the party, and we saw Dave Chappelle on stage and pictures of Drake, Kanye, with Jay Prince, all a group photo. Bro. So I think the beef is over, guys.
What?
You know, she's my joy, and she brought my new joy the into the world. And it's no, there's no paparazzi, and there's no blog comment.
I forgot
there's
about
nothing that.
That,
you know, is going to take that joy from me.
But was it?
And it ain't no Ralph, though.
I forgot about when Kanye became the proper nerdy yay. Forgot about that.
We don't know.
I know. This was the weirdest quote-unquote end to a quote-unquote beef that I've ever seen.
Well, so it was a soft beef.
I mean,
it was a straight...
It was never even cooked. It was never even fully cooked. It was always moist.
It was rare.
It was like deli meat.
It was rare. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think they really want to beef anyway. They just don't get along. They can't be in the same space at the same time too long. They can't work together. And as you can see how Kanye dealt with Big Sean, how he dealt with Talib Kweli, how he dealt with these people who were seemingly close to him but didn't do exactly what he wanted them to do.
Yeah.
He had a problem with them.
Correct.
And Drake ain't just doing everything. You know what I'm saying?
These are two.
Drake done told y'all a long time ago, y'all, stop trying to little bro me, dog. Stop trying to little bro me. And so I think that's why they'll never... While they can make good and make this moment come to life, I don't think they'll ever be boys. You know what I'm saying? They're never going to just be like,
bro,
when they see each other.
It just feels weird. It just feels weird. Literally last week, Kanye's on TV talking about this issue with Drake. Right. 5 minutes later, Jay Prince is standing next to him, and Kanye is like, I'm having a concert with Drake. We're going to solve all our problems.
So now, right. Here's something to think about. In the Drink Champs thing you're talking about on Revolt, Kanye talked about Drake in ways that weren't just negative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He showed him mad love.
He did show him mad love?
Yeah.
Went into mad love. He said, I love Drake. Like, on some, like, I genuinely love Drake. Like, mad time. At least 7 times.
Oh, really? I didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah, I didn't get that far.
Well, and remember, Shawnee, everybody that watched 1 and 2, it was taped at the same time. Yeah. It's not like Kanye left, came back to Drink Champ.
Right.
The Larry Hoover part of the combo, when Larry Hoover was all then, too. And then we saw the Jay Prince post, and then we saw part two. Remember? So we saw part one. We saw the Jay Prince ransom note. Then we saw the part two. Right. So it had all been planned ahead of time. Kind of cooked up, I think.
But we agree that as much as there's cooking involved and there's planning involved and there's some working involved, it does still appear though that Jay Prince decided y'all are going to make up.
You ain't got the answers, man.
Right? Doesn't it feel that way?
We don't know.
If he did, right? We don't know. But he would have to reach out to Drake and say, "Look, Kanye's extended the olive branch," because that's what he basically did.
I'm a little mother. Like, I don't want that. I want that goose right now. And it's not get loose right now.
And it's not.
So if anybody was,
we don't give a
if anybody was held to this, was Drake was under pressure for this.
And this is not the first time.
Oh, I think Ye was under pressure too. I think they were both under pressure.
This is not the first time, remember, guys, that Jay Prince had stopped Drake. Remember the Pusha T and Drake going back and forth? And Pusha T was the last diss record, and then
and never forget that time.
Oh. Walt Disney
had something to say.
That, no, I don't remember Walt Disney having anything to say. I forgot about Jay Prince ending. I forgot him stepping in that,
too. Right.
And by the way, listen, I just want to be clear. If Jay Prince ever told me to do anything, I would do the same thing, which is follow, get in line. But at the same time,
and take pictures for the gram.
I would get online. I would take the ransom picture. You'd see me there.
Reading the statement off your
phone. Yeah, me and Charlamagne are best friends. I love this man. With Jay Prince standing right next to me, hand up the back of my shirt as a puppet, I would do it. But at the same time, when you're watching it from the outside, it does look a little... Yeah. Crazy as a way
you
to like
get should, the answers, man.
You should watch both Drink Champs.
Should I? It's a lot of time.
But instead of, you know what I'm saying, no, it's not a seeing lot. Stuff out of context.
It's right. a lot, but it ain't.
And it ain't no Ralph, though.
Right.
Also, guys, Travis Scott, Drake, Apple, Live Nation, others need to answer to a $750 million lawsuit that's coming their way. by more than 125 fans, including, you know, the fans who passed away. Right now, 10 people have lost their lives, including that 9-year-old boy, but 750 million. And that's, I don't think it ends there.
No, it's going to go on. It's not. It's not good, guys. It's not good.
Well, is like, it sucks all the way around.
Is this the biggest lawsuit
ever? I have no idea what lawsuits for these type of incidents
oh,
have.
Oh, for this kind of thing?
Right.
Bro, I have no idea. Probably up there. I have no idea.
Oh, so sad.
But just, you know, I mean, there's the lawsuits get bigger and bigger. You know, think about everything's more expensive. I just saw a report the other day. It was about the Egg McMuffin coming back.
Okay. Transition. Go ahead.
Okay.
The Egg McMuffin was 63 cents or something when it first got out.
Damn, what a deal. What a deal.
But 63 cents then is $4 and something now. So actually, when you go out to get an Egg McMuffin,
it's actually a pretty good deal.
You're getting a great deal for $2 and something. Is my point. But I'm just saying all that to say everything's more expensive to your question.
Right,
is it the biggest lawsuit? Probably, because everything's more expensive.
I have a bigger issue that we need to talk about.
Okay.
This has been bothering me a long time, and I should bring it up privately, but I feel like we're the kind of show that does things honestly.
You ain't got the answers, man.
You know how Juanito has a problem with decimals and commas?
Okay.
I'm going to ask Ebro if he knows this. Have you noticed that Laura has a problem with dollar signs?
Nope.
She never says dollars. She just says 450 million lawsuit. She doesn't read dollars.
Because dollars is understood.
But you have to say it.
I have to.
Well, what other million would it be?
You can't just say, you can't report on something and go, it's a 450 million lawsuit. You have to say it's a $450 million lawsuit.
Okay.
That's how dollars work.
But does she always do that or just happens one time?
Do I always do it?
Always does it.
Wow, I never realized that.
She doesn't like, maybe she's just such a pure person that she doesn't recognize the dollar sign. But she's leaving out the dollar sign.
I mean, money is the root of all evil, and Laura
always was.
Well, she is evil.
What? How did we get here?
Well, cover a lot on this show.
God. Oh, well, I mean, that's your flashing lights report. Jeez.
In Laura's defense, whose idea was it to put the dollar sign in front of the money when you're going to say it, when you're going to read it? I'm just saying.
I don't know whose.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's that guy's fault.
Talk to that guy. Dollar sign guy.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ride or Die is next. And then we turn up. And we go straight. You don't know White-ish Wednesday. It's mostly about Shawnee Culture not knowing songs because it seems like Laura did pretty good last week.
Black. My moments.
Keep it locked. Black people know these songs, Shawnee.
Black.
There's black people listening. They're like, yo, why does Shawnee not know this song?
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You don't know White-ish Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Laura done ran out the room.
Interesting timing by Laura to take a bathroom break.
She wasn't paying attention to the clock. She'll be back.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. It may just be in my world because maybe I know too many white people. Although, I'll be honest, it's not just white people, Ebro.
What's
the amount of people who are reaching out to me every week being like, yo, I haven't had fun with a radio segment like White-ish Wednesday. I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in years.
Well, A, that's a blessing. B, they must not listen to the show.
Because we bring that heat. But there is something. I guess this is a classic Ebroism, though. People love familiar things.
I mean, that's one of the cheat codes. It's one of the cheat codes that a lot of people, you know, when you're arguing with people in the music industry about why y'all don't play the new, how come the new? And it's like, new is cool. People like new.
But really,
that familiar?
It's true.
It's people like love a familiar because it takes you to a time. It takes you to a place. You have an emotional connection.
Right. It's like when my friend Ballard would be like, hey, do you want to come out and see blank band tonight? And it's a band I've never listened to before. And I'm like, not really. No. I don't really want to see a band. Right. I've never heard their songs.
Can't sing along.
I want to sing along.
Right.
People love a sing-along. Listen, you don't know White-ish Wednesday. Today, Rosenberg, where are you taking us?
Well, I'm starting off with one you've been sending me every week. So it's apparently Ebro's ready to hear this
one. Okay.
because he says this every week.
Shawnee.
Really?
Oh, you said it like three times.
I'm with you, Shawnee.
And it's
I'm
been on my list since the beginning. So
I'm with you.
This is one of the biggest smashes of all time.
Okay.
Legit one of the biggest smashes
so
of all time.
So you're giving him a layup. This is a softball.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's we'll see. Shawnee, you got me ready?
Yeah.
I'm all set?
Yeah.
You sure?
Man,
this is terrible. You're supposed to be ready. What's wrong with you?
It disconnected me from the Bluetooth. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
God, what a disaster.
I'll give you a topic.
Biggest record of all time. This is a layup.
Okay.
I should be good. You're saying?
I don't know. Okay, here we go. I don't know if you'll know the artist, but here we go.
You don't know why Ish Wednesday, do you? Or do you? It's too easy.
You know it already?
Yeah. Everybody knows it.
He's the one who sent it to Rosenberg.
Yeah, he knows.
Sean knows the Brennan and Nanner.
Yeah, I know that. That.
Laura?
I mean, I know this.
I know the record, but I don't know who sings it.
You don't know
who
sings. Okay, well, you know it by voice? Cass, do you know?
Yeah, I absolutely know this one.
Right, you're doing the part I'm doing.
No, but I actually know the artist and the song.
Yeah, but
you do?
A DJ has to have
exactly.
You know this?
I know the song, but I don't know.
I know the song. I know the song. I don't know the author.
You know the not title now. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
It sounds like he's like, let it die. Is it called Hey Hey Hey?
No.
It's not called
I'm
Hey
back
Hey
in
Hey.
Black. Cause I'm back in black.
I don't know. Who is it?
I'm back in black. Wow. I'm back in black.
Back in black.
It's just called Back in Black.
It's called Back
in
Black.
And it's AC/DC.
I would never know that.
What? Cass, did you know that?
I would never know that.
Yeah, you cannot be a DJ and not
Every
know that.
Every DJ has that.
You have to.
I know the song.
Laura, I'm surprised one of those. You.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Laura's 90s grunge.
Sometimes.
Emo rock thing.
I feel like
strong.
Sometimes you prop me up too much. I'm not that strong. Sometimes I know
and
some
then
of
you know
down.
Things I don't know, so that's why I get you
sometimes.
But this is 15 years earlier.
But that's why I said. She right. got her rock right. game, sometimes. Classic rock game is shot.
But we know the song, but Back in Black. Which it wasn't black, but I hear you. And AC/DC, well, I've heard of the group.
Wearing black. Yeah. Oh, no, the music is definitely blues. They know what
they
coming
that,
from.
Yeah.
They know what they're coming from. They're from Australia.
It's a vibe.
Here's another easy one.
Okay. Right. Are they from Australia?
Oh.
The UK.
Yeah, I feel like banana, something like that, right? John. Hey.
Shawnee's got a name.
You got to read on it. You got to read on it.
Okay.
It makes me want to do that dance again.
What dance?
That Saturday Night Live head bop to the side like I'm wearing a suit.
Two modes. That's it.
R.I.P.
That's his dance only.
Yeah, see? And nothing gets me down.
Before
this is like
Chris
New
Cross.
York right here.
I'm about to say, you can't, how can you be from New York and not know what this is?
Yeah, this is New like. York. It's New York all day.
Shawnee has two moves. Shawnee either does the SNL head nod back and forth,
right.
Or like he's plucking a banjo and chewing hay.
Exactly.
Wait, I don't know the song. Do either of you know who it is yet?
This is classic New York for sure.
Nope, nobody knows.
Wow, you know it?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay. They're not gonna get it.
I'm two for two.
All right,
today.
Wait.
There you go, Shawnee.
That was
go.
My line. That was my line.
Shawnee, that was my line.
Jump. I was on there early.
Is this Van Halen?
It is Van Halen.
That's right. I should have said it. I was like,
why didn't you say it? You
scared? I don't know. Because I'm like, something like, is it Van Halen?
You can't be scared to get wrong on White-ish Wednesday.
I heard it.
That's the whole point.
You're wrong sometimes.
Okay.
It's all a part of the learning curve.
So far, both songs I knew.
I'm 3 for 3 today, baby. Let's go.
I don't know about this one.
Laura, I'm shocked.
You're shocked every day.
Every day. It's a little old still, remember?
Wow. Now you have to
know this.
I'm losing my religion.
There you go.
By who?
Yes.
By who?
R.E.M.
Yeah!
Oh, let it rock.
Yes, it rocks.
No.
the soup.
Yeah, Shawnee, yeah.
I set it up. That's me in the corner.
Here we go.
That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough.
You know this, Shawnee?
I do.
Here we go.
But not word for word, like.
I think I thought I saw you try.
There you go. Losing My Religion. The great
Losing
R.E.M.
Losing My Religion.
R.E.M. had a moment right there. That what? 91.
Yeah, that was 90, huge.
That 91, 92 lane.
All three of those have been very familiar to me.
Wow.
That's good. Okay. You just didn't know artist and title, but you heard it before.
Yeah, I've heard
it's
them
a familiar.
So you know some
that?
White ish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do know some white stuff.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like,
White-ish Wednesday.
Gloria?
Hey! Hey! Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Show me by who? Let me see.
I couldn't tell you.
Yo, does this take all what of these back?
Yo, my mom used to love
me
this
and
song.
My mom,
yo, my mom used to love this song.
I was about to say, does this take all of you back to like riding with your mom to the grocery store?
Yeah. This is my mom.
I know Gloria, but I don't know who sings.
This was everyone's Gloria. Mom's song.
Yeah.
Who is this though?
It's a one-hit wonder. Her,
super.
Or two. Her name was Laura Branigan.
Did you know who sings this? No, I forgot. Okay, I'm like, no one knows her. No one knows. Okay.
I remember when you said the name. Immediately, obviously,
you saw
I knew
her
the name.
Yeah, you said the name, and I still don't know. She had one more hit.
Still low, but this song is classic for sure.
Gloria.
Your hair gotta be flowing back and forth, and
you gotta have big hair.
You gotta have big hair.
Tease
with the spray.
Yo, y'all barely had eyebrows in this era.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all eyebrows in this era was struggling.
Cigarettes in the office all day.
Oh, man.
Acid wash pants up to you.
Ooh. You don't know why it's Wednesday, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. This one knocks. To see. Do you know why ish?
Probably do.
This
You've been
knocks.
Inundated with it your entire life.
Yeah, it's kind of forced down everyone's throat.
That's a fact.
That's really the name of the game.
What white stuff has been forced down your gullet?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Your whole life.
Wow. And then some of it, you're like, oh, this tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
Some of it, you're like,
No, that's white-ish. White people do good stuff sometimes.
Well, often when it's stolen
Birkenstocks are phenomenal. I love a Birkenstock.
Woo!
Skateboarding, snowboarding, that's some good stuff.
I know this.
Title and artist?
Well, I think so.
While Laura thinks she knows the title and artist.
All right, hang on, Laura.
Okay. You want to wait?
Go ahead. You want to guess now?
Yes.
Go.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There she goes. And we noticed that one's actually, you know, way earlier than we were, you know, like, then I got familiar with Aerosmith with Walk This Way. Sweet Emotions, right. Like 10 years earlier or something.
72 or
it's
something.
Like the late 70s, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
I was more like Amazing, remember?
Oh, sure. Amazing's way later. That's 90s. That's
I like this.
I do not know this.
It's one of the ones.
I do not.
I know this.
It's one of the ones. You know who it is, though.
I think so. Hold on.
Shawnee, what's
you know this?
I am lost right now, but I like where it's going.
Is this Revenge of the Nerds?
Close.
Stranger Things.
When they was on the stage
at
the finale.
You boogering them on the keyboard?
Exactly, at the finale.
It's not that.
This is the finale of Revenge of the Nerds.
No, it's definitely not that.
What year is this, though?
Mid-70s?
I thought this was 80s.
I know those chords.
It's like,
but you're right.
I
definitely
don't know who sings it, but it's like teenage something.
Yeah.
The drums are off.
Yeah, the keyboard. The keyboard, yo. He needs to catch up.
Who are these dudes,
yo? He needs to catch up.
Pull it together. Hang on, man.
Who are these?
Yeah, you should work with them.
Out here in the fields.
In the fields.
Right, sound like slavery.
I clearly wasn't alive, which is why I heard it probably in 81 and thought it was the 80s.
I can see why, like, some songs you gotta just dance to the words and not the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're able to just dance into the words and, you know what I'm saying?
What's off about the beat to you?
The keyboards are off.
The keyboard is off.
The keyboard and the drum rhythm isn't syncopated and pocketed.
This isn't Mad Movie, Shawnee. Don't ask me which one.
It's like drill rap.
I like drill rap.
Yeah, it is.
You mean that? Yeah, and then when the drums come in.
This right here.
That's Mad Famous.
Don't raise your eyes.
I can honestly say I've never heard this.
You've never?
I've never heard this.
Never?
Heard
never ever heard this? I've heard it. Yeah,
never.
I think it's like teenage something.
I can teenage honestly
nightmare,
say
teenage something, right?
So,
am I close?
The problem is the song title has nothing to do with the name of the song.
Yes. What is it called?
Does anyone have an idea on the group?
No.
It's one of the most famous rock bands of all time, Ebro, you said?
Yeah, it's up there, but
among the most famous rock bands.
If you're in rock, for sure.
You will all know the name of the band. That I will guarantee. You'll all be like, ah, but you don't know that.
Okay.
The song's called Baba O'Reilly. Which has nothing to do with
O'Reilly.
You're thinking, Laura, of the parentheses, basically, which is Teenage Wasteland.
Okay, I know it's Teenage something. Yeah.
And the group is The Who.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Who. I know The Who.
Of course.
I know The Who.
I would have never gotten the name
The Who. The Who
Baba
used
O'Reilly.
To kick them drums in. You know what I'm saying? Smash the guitar on stage.
All that?
Yeah.
All that?
I can't believe, but Cass, the biggest shock to me is that Cass has never heard that song.
No.
It's in maybe 25 movies.
Yeah, that's I've heard it because of movies.
It is like drill rap. It's offbeat, and this song name has nothing to do with the song, so, you know.
Wait, what was it? What is it called? Baba Ganoush?
It's not called Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
Teenage Wasteland. Baba O'Reilly, but Teenage Wasteland will get you there.
Baba O'Reilly.
I don't know anybody that calls it Baba O'Reilly by its actual name, though.
Write that down.
Everybody says Teenage
Wasteland. Last one?
Last one? Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You don't know why it's Wednesday.
Yeah, this classic. It's like, who's that dude?
Thinking of Michael McDonald.
Yeah. Is that him?
You just gave him such a layup.
Yeah, he got that.
Sentimental fool, don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be
created. Blue-eyed soul. It's kind of hard to call him white, but.
Yeah, he kind of black. He kind of black.
Kind of black.
Johnny, you know this one?
I do, but give me a second. But I do know it for sure.
Cash One's lost.
Lost.
What? Yeah, wait, Cash, like, you don't know this?
No. It sounds good, though.
Yeah, this is old. This black. You know what I'm saying? This black. Is this Michael McDonald?
It's his group.
He didn't know Michael McDonald was in a group. I knew that from when I told him it was Michael McDonald.
Ricardo loves this song. Oh, my gosh. It's a feel to believe. Feel to believe.
No.
knew the words, I would just go.
Song's the realest song ever.
Oh, Ricardo's gonna kill me.
That falsetto.
This ain't even really white-ish.
Yeah, this black.
That's the trick.
Because black radio played this record.
Yeah. Back in the day, yeah. Yo,
wait, what is it called? Long ago, you can still believe there's a place in our life. Something believe.
Yo, if you read all the lyrics, by the way, it's so sad.
It's the Doobie Brothers.
What a fool believes.
Ugh.
You were close, though. You said, what, 2 minutes?
She was like, damn. When a feel believe.
Feel to believe.
This around like the barge was like rocking in
fine.
The 80s.
It is a blue-eyed soul classic. Yeah. There are people out there going right now going, he's white? After all these years, after 40 years.
He's white, the Doobie Brothers. I still want to know, was they getting high? What doobie? They were smoking doobies?
That's definitely what doobie meant.
I think so.
Definitely getting stoned. For sure.
See, I don't even think this is... I don't think the segment closed white enough.
Okay.
It didn't
okay,
meet my it didn't meet my standards for whiteness.
Okay, that okay, was well, the vibe. I would have played on Soul Train. Okay. They'd have went down the Soul Train line.
So that I'll end it really white with another Ebro request yesterday. The most random request he's ever sent me.
Okay,
but it's
okay.
White, so we'll end like this.
Okay,
Laurel know it.
It's your era, Laurel's life.
I can't believe you know Ebro this? Knows this and Laura doesn't know right away.
No, hold on. Just give me too much pressure sometimes.
She was a girl. Can I get any more obvious? He was a punk. She did ballet.
Come on, guys.
Is this like
it's a layup, yo?
No,
I think we're alone now.
No. It's basically the same melody.
It feels like the same thing. Yeah. I'm ready for.
They probably jacked.
Think we're alone now.
No,
same song.
It's right there.
Yeah, this was on MTV all day, every day, bro.
Is it by the same artist who made?
No.
Different era all the way around.
It's a...
Wow.
Avril.
Yes.
Avril?
Avril Lavigne.
You never heard of Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. I was waiting for I Think We're Alone Now right there.
Well, you'd have to wait 20 years in reverse because the song is a completely different era.
Skater Boy.
Avril Lavigne.
Skater Boy.
I would have never.
See, that's white-ish right
there.
So you win.
Well, I just knew it was on MTV all the time.
Google Avril Lavigne, so you'd be like, oh, I've seen her before.
I couldn't. Laura, do you see why I thought it was so random when Ebro was like, you need to
super
do this?
Super random.
Skater Boy. I was like, I would either hear Ebro saying, I've never heard of that, or go, I could never stand this record.
I didn't.
Right.
Yo, I hated the record.
I'm still in shock that Ebro didn't know or Smashing Pumpkins.
1979? Mm.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the Smashing Pumpkins.
I told you.
'90s me was not checking for any of this white.
It was very late '90s too. Hey.
I was definitely wasn't checking.
I told Ebro this was my Avril Lavigne song right here, Laura. Do you like this one?
I was never a big Avril Lavigne fan.
Not even this one.
I just know this fire. Song.
Yeah. This one right
this
here.
This is yes. Podcast this was fire. Rosenberg. You should have played Complicated.
This isn't play
podcast.
The hits.
This is a
play the hits. Yo, Cass, is this a smash
this
or not?
This was a big tune.
Big tune. Big listen,
I never even heard this.
What?
Yeah,
this was
never heard this.
Big.
You never heard this? Yo, you could cry. You should tonight play it quietly with your girl. Y'all should cry together to this. When she hits the big part.
Go ahead, Avril.
Hey, listen.
Go off.
Yo, this record was. Whoo,
whoo. Nobody's trying to find me. Come take me
home. Nobody's trying to find me.
Bro,
sounds like a damn good tune.
It is. I want you to take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you
are, but I'm with you. I haven't heard this
either. Johnny's feeling.
Yeah, I know this song. It's a vibe. I mean, I know it, but I don't know it. You know what I mean? I'm looking for a place.
Searching for a face. Right.
It's cool. I need that Blunt Brothers type of white music. You know what I'm saying?
What it was called the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie, right.
You just thought the Doobie Brothers were called the Blunt Brothers.
I mean, same thing. Right? Tomato, tomato. Tomato, tomato.
Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite to heal, to help, to love you in your time of need.
Sorry.
Shawnee Coltrane.
Cleansing the air.
Cleanse the air. Zen it up in here.
Sorry, zen.
And Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. Tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
The guru Laura at gmail.com. The guru Laura at gmail.com.
And through the nose, through the mouth.
I love your show. I listen every day. My wife and I celebrated our wedding this past October.
Okay.
And our relationship from day one has been amazing. We've had our fair share of disagreements, but have always worked through whatever challenges we've encountered.
Okay.
We also see a counselor regularly to help us seek greater understanding and empathy. The dilemma I'm facing is, I believe my wife may have an irregular relationship with a female friend. By irregular, I mean an emotional affair. This friend is someone she knew before we met, and apparently they're only friends, and nothing has ever come up. When I questioned her friend's sexual orientation, maybe an attraction to her, she says it's not her concern and not an issue. I've witnessed her behavior and demeanor shift after talking to this person. Excuse me. Similarly, this person is visibly uncomfortable around me and refuses to make eye contact or address me directly.
That's weird.
I've had several encounters with her, and the few conversations I've had with this friend, all she seems to do is belittle me and throw shade my way. To top it off, my wife reaches out to this person the minute I'm away or not giving her as much attention. I've tried addressing it several times, only to be guilt-tripped into feeling my thoughts are irrational. That's called gaslighting, my friend. I think something is going on here. Something's going on. And I don't know what else to do. Should I tell her that I feel this relationship is threatening ours, or do I write it off? Please help. Ooh, a doozy on a Wednesday.
It's a doozy.
Is it?
I think it's a doozy.
It is. If someone you're in a relationship with has a platonic or whatever relationship with somebody outside your relationship, even if they're not physically, if there's nothing, she could be telling the complete truth.
Right.
Like there's nothing going on. But the energy of that relationship comes into our home or our relationship and causes a problem, that's a problem.
I agree with that.
Right? A problem. You don't even have to go down the path of like, are y'all messing around or any of that. You don't have to get accusatory. You just have to say, listen, that relationship changes your mood in our relationship. I don't like that. Change that, fix that. You're going to have to, because you can't just keep bringing negative energy into our unit from something that doesn't have anything to do with us.
You're correct.
And it also doesn't help that the other woman is very distant and brings really shady energy when he's around.
Honestly, that part's an important piece to focus on, like that specific part.
Right.
Because the truth is, all of us have probably had relationships where our girl or man had a friendship with someone of the opposite sex.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You could tell they had a little bit of like a connection, not sexual, but like they were connected in some way.
They locked in.
And maybe you could even tell the dude or girl liked your partner. But because they treated you with respect and because your partner was honest about it, you were kind of like, eh, they're cool. Yeah, right. I get it. He has a crush on her. Why wouldn't he? But nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter.
And I trust her.
And I trust her. And he seems like a good guy. It's all good.
Right.
The second they shade you,
yeah,
that's when it's like, whoa, whoa,
what's
whoa,
going
whoa,
on
whoa.
Here?
Right.
This isn't cool anymore.
Right.
Right.
Well, and then add that to the first part.
And then to the first part.
Your friend moves funny around me and after talking to your friend, your energy's off.
Or why, when we get to a fight, the first thing you do every time is call them? Or the second I go away, that's who you call every time?
Yeah, but I think it's the girl's job to make that transition in that relationship easier. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, me with my friends, like, you always have to bring him in. If your partner is a huge part of your relationship, you have to include him. And the fact that they're being shady doesn't sit right with me. Something's up.
Listen, if I have a friend who's shady, ever been shady to who I'm in a relationship with, then I'm not hanging out with that person.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, this girl's job doesn't get to make sure that's smooth.
Like, we not cool. If you're not cool with who I love, and you're not treating the person that I love with genuine love, then I'm just not hanging around you no more.
Right,
right.
That's being an adult. That's just how it is.
And I'm telling you, like, yo, you act funny around my girl. Like, we can't be cool.
Right, right. Well, we don't know how long the relationship, the marriage has been in effect, or how long the friendship has been.
Married? The marriage has only been in effect since October.
Yeah, they're married. Well, he said they celebrated, and they've been going to therapy, too, so I was wondering about that part.
No, I assumed he meant he said they celebrated their wedding in October. Right. So they just got married,
but recently. They've been in therapy before, too, he said.
Yeah, it sounds like they'd already been in some sort of therapy.
It sounds like this is a topic to bring up in therapy.
Right. Therapy might be
y'all going
kill.
To therapy and still writing the gurus?
I mean,
I got
always,
questions.
Always
maybe
write
therapy
the gurus.
isn't helping, because it is a very touchy subject. It's like, what? It's their friendship.
I think maybe he hasn't brought it up.
It makes you seem insecure, but when you know, you feel it. You like you said, the energy shifts.
Read this letter in therapy with her sitting there.
Yes.
You should read this almost verbatim to your therapist and your wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She needs because to hear this. And if she, it like, come on, man. Like, one of these things has to give. Y'all hang out whenever I'm gone. You call whenever we're in a fight. She acts funny. She cannot look me in the eye. She says shady things towards me. I don't like the vibe I get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something has to give. She has to acknowledge one of those things.
Right.
She can't just be gaslighting you. No, what? No, all of it?
Shutting you down all the time. No. And we're clear that the onus is on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. And, I mean,
as the middle person between her friend and her husband,
absolutely.
The onus is on her.
Now, listen.
I mean, I think so.
What does he do?
He brings this up in therapy.
Yeah.
Yes, they read the letter.
Read this in therapy. I mean, listen, is there a world in which we were talk to his wife and she'd explain that he's crazy and jealous and there's nothing there and we would change and be like, oh, you know what? She's right. You're crazy. Sure. That is possible, but you wrote us.
Is there a world where the friend is shading this because they know that the person who wrote us has done bad and is a faulty person, and the reason they treat you funny is because that's why y'all are in therapy? Because I don't even really like you like that anyway, and I didn't agree with y'all getting married. Now you're writing a radio station because you're not even bringing up the truth in therapy. That's why I look at you sideways. It's because you do dumb-ish, like write a radio station when you're already in therapy. And the reason you was in therapy is because you're a bad person.
So
always write the guru. Wow.
Yeah, stop dissing the writing the radio station part. But the other part, he's right about.
See, he's like
he is right, though, that if this dude sucks, this is also how the best friend would act, right?
Yeah.
Like, she could be a totally normal girl's best friend
like,
and they never mess with you and they think you're a bad guy. That is possible. And we don't know.
And
if
then
you're
we
bad.
Find out that you tried to holler at her on the side before y'all was married and you was DMing girls in the clique or something. Who knows what you was doing?
But assuming none of that's true, then yes, your girl needs to hear you out and you should talk about it in therapy.
Read the letter in therapy. So say the guru.
Damn.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Straight. No weakness.
Yeah, a little follow-up would be cool. Ebro stayed flipped on you, but it's facts in there. For sure.
Because usually the girl's friends is acting shady because they don't like you.
But,
You done. They know something that you did because your girl gave them some info, and their job is to be shady to you to keep you humble and let you know that it ain't all good. We know. She loves you, so she's still rocking with you, but we got her back just in case you do that dumb ish again. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Style.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, huge name change for the very famous Staples Center in Los Angeles. I'll let you know what it is. It's wild. We'll discuss coming up, flashing lights.
I think we need to add into Laura's story, Rosenberg, the other terrible names of arenas around the country. Because they just be throwing sponsors on these buildings to get the bag, and it sounds insane.
Some of them are insane.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, one of my favorite things is to I definitely do it to Lauren Rosenberg a lot. I don't think I do it to Cass. Cass doesn't let his outside endeavors infringe upon the show. Shawnee's always focused. You know what I'm saying? Show comes
Shawnee's
first.
Shawnee's always focused.
Always focused.
Shawnee, the show always comes first.
Okay, I have two words: Black Facebook.
What do you mean?
You're saying that Shawnee's always
Black
focused.
Facebook? This is bad, Lord.
Yeah. I'm just saying that Shawnee stays on Black Facebook during
wait
our
minute,
show.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Shawnee. I got you. I don't even stress this. Don't even stress this.
Like, wait, what?
Rosenberg.
Shawnee is usually looking for content.
Is he?
That helps back up his horrible stances on the air.
that did not get me, fam.
I got you back, Shawnee. Chill. I got you.
No, you didn't. I was like, all right, go ahead, fam.
No, that was a blank.
You shot
a blank.
Hold me down.
You know what I'm saying? Shawnee is looking for content.
Look, now, I'll be...
But Lauren Rosenberg, listen.
I mean, I know my attention span isn't great.
I wasn't even talking about your attention span. I was just talking about your outside endeavors. They'd be ready to not be here for y'all. I just want to let the audience know they'd be ready to not be here for y'all.
Okay, you can accuse me of not paying attention all day because I don't. Yes, I Google Sesame Street characters. I'm looking at random.
Yo, just 10 minutes
world
ago,
news.
I hear Elmo in the background again for like the third time. And I was like, yo, what's going on with Sesame Street?
I was trying to tell you guys that they're introducing a new Korean character.
Okay.
And they were like, and then people were like, well, what about other ethnicities? I was like, they have Rosita. You know what I mean? They have an autistic character.
They've always had, I thought, characters from different cultures.
But they never told you. They never said that.
But the music or the topics would tell you that it's from a specific culture.
Well, then where's Ernie from or Bert?
No, I'm saying since then. Those were agnostic. Right, those didn't really.
All right, but this is what I was doing behind the scenes, okay?
Listen, does the Korean character on Sesame Street have a name?
Yes, I have to Google it. Hold on.
Really?
I moved on. Wow. I started Googling what TV shows was Baba Ganoush on.
Baba Ganoush?
Baba O'Reilly. Teenage Wasteland.
Who is Baba O'Reilly? All right.
Shawnee, hit the intro.
What is Baba Ganoush?
It's time.
Let's go flashing lights.
Lauren Styles got the 411. And it's Black IG now, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it a buck. Right. Black IG.
Well, it's owned by Facebook.
And Black Twitter.
It's the same thing.
Same metaverse, Shawnee. Right?
Metaverse. It's all metaverse.
And my points are focused all the time. You know what I'm saying? What's going on here, bro?
All right. Let's focus. So, guys, since 1999, the home of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers has been the Staples Center. New name is coming. Brand new name.
Okay, hit us with the new name. Here we go.
Do
we need a drum roll? Here we go.
Ready?
New name of the Staples Center.
Here we go. Staples Center. Better be good.
Okay. The new name will be Crypto.com Arena.
Of what?
Get out of here. Crypto.com Arena.
Yes, and it will be in effect for 20 years.
Damn, 20 years? That crypto better be here to stay.
It's not going anywhere. But
I guess not.
The .com part really makes it basura.
All right, well, I found a list for you, bro, of the top 10 worst.
Because there's some bad ones. Every time I'm watching basketball and they go to the Smoothie King Arena, I'm always Smoothie King Center.
Here's the list I found. Right, and a lot of these are minor league, but they are real.
All right, let's go. All right.
In Corpus Christi, Texas, the Astros double-A team plays at Whataburger Field.
Whataburger Field. Should be Selena Field.
This one looks like it's in the UK. Cheaper Insurance Direct Stadium.
Oh, that's terrible.
The Astros themselves, the cheating-ass Astros themselves, play at Minute Maid Park.
Minute Maid? That's not so bad, I guess.
New Orleans, you just said it, the
Smoothie
Hornets.
King.
They play at the Smoothie King Center.
That sounds crazy to me. I don't know about y'all. That sounds nuts.
A junior hockey team in Victoria, British Columbia plays at the Save-On Foods Memorial Center.
Listen, but that's junior hockey. Save they got to get the bag however they got to. Listen, it's really the major league and the professional teams.
Okay. There was a Premier League team that was playing in the UK at Tony Macaroni Arena.
Tony Macaroni.
Yeah,
that's my
name. So
they will slap a name. And by the way, MetLife Stadium is sponsored, but it doesn't sound bad.
Right, like Staples Center, like
Staples didn't sound. But when you throw a .com
it's
on
the
it,
crypto.com arena.
You're gone too far.
Yo, it's I don't know just, if they're still. I don't think they're there anymore. But the Sacramento Kings, Ebro, your former
Tony McElroy.
I'm sure
funny.
They slapped a bad name on
they were playing at the Sleep Train Arena.
Sleep Train.
Okay,
that's nuts.
And they guess what their basketball team was doing? Sleeping.
How about Northeast Delta Dental Stadium? Wow. And then, of course, in Louisville, Kentucky, where the Louisville Cardinals play.
Okay.
The KFC Yum Center.
Yum Center?
KFC Yum Center.
Crypto.com, I guess, isn't as bad. I'd rather, at least it's futuristic. At least it's money, it's futuristic. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't you love to see one here in New York? Because, you know, the Yankees and the Knicks are too high and mighty for it. Wouldn't you love if they did, like, the Vagistil Yankee Stadium?
Yeah,
really?
No.
Really,
no.
Fam?
That would be something. No. Why not? What about Bang Bros Presents Madison Square Garden?
See, you went
Bang
too far.
That's a lot.
The Pornhub Center, a.k.a. MSG.
But it ain't.
It ain't no Ralph, though.
True.
That's your Flesh and Lights report. The time is 8:55. Today's a high of 56 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Cash One coming up, 97 minutes, commercial free. Ride or die, and if you missed it this morning, congratulations, you played yourself.
Wake up! Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot night.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.